Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's catch up with Paul Bentley, MMA fighter. A man who, in the past week or so, has started something massive across Merseyside. Following the death of young Sam Cooke on a night out in the city, and the effect that it had on so many people throughout the city, it had an effect on Paul himself. So let's find out why and how. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, mate.
Just tell us a little bit about Sam's death and the first you heard of it.
I first heard of it the morning after. Obviously, Facebook's massive, isn't it? You can't get away from Facebook. So as soon as I woke up in the morning, I heard this story about the young lad. And like most news stories, you kind of look at it, don't you, and think, ah, it's not good. But then I sat back, really, and I just thought, it can't be right, this can't go on, it's not correct, is it? And I've got a son myself who's only 17, and I'm a young father myself, and I thought, somebody's got to do something about this. But I didn't actually think at that time, let's do something. I actually thought, somebody has to.
Something's got to be done.
Something's
got to
be done.
This is a 21-year-old lad who's gone out in the city and has been murdered, stabbed to death. Lost his life needlessly.
It's shocking. And as I say, I didn't think I had to do anything or I was going to do anything. But as the week progressed, it just seemed that the news was talking about it, but nothing was happening about it. So it's like everything's earlier, isn't it? I mean, we can talk and talk, but unless something's going to get done about it, then why are we even talking about it? What's the point? Why deliver the news to the public about something so bad unless there's going to be something done about it? And that's the only thing that annoyed me the most. So I thought, you know what?
So your son came to you first of all, didn't he?
My son
came. Who's 17 years old.
Yeah, he's a young lad and he's just started to work with me at my gym. And he came in to me and the first thing he said in the morning was, oh, Dad, did you hear about that kid who got stabbed? And I thought, yeah, I have heard about it and I've not stopped thinking about it because of my son. I thought that could have been him, that could have been anyone's kid. So, you know, again, I left it like that. But that night, I had a private session with an MMA, a kid who does MMA with me. He was only 12, by the way. And I always ask the kids how they're doing. How's your personal life? How are you getting on? Before we start training, and I spoke to this kid and asked him how school. And he said, oh, you wouldn't believe it. One of the kids got caught with a knife. I thought, what do you mean? He didn't go to school. Therefore, he could only have been about 12. And I was absolutely shocked. And I thought, again, nothing's been done. We've all spoke. We're all chatting about it. The whole city is chatting about these knives, these kids playing out of order, blah, blah, blah. But absolutely nothing has been done. So I took it upon myself and I sat there and I said to my son, just do us a favour, see how far I can get with this. I know I don't do too bad on the Facebook regime. I know I do all right. I know there's a lot of people who listen to me because of me fighting, because of me status as a personal trainer. I know I get listened to. So I thought, you know, if somebody massive out there isn't going to do something, then little old me will have to. So I just done a small video on Facebook and hoped to God that somebody would listen. And it did. I'd done this small video on Facebook. It just said, explained why I'm doing it. This is what's got to be done. I urged the public to do the same as me and literally just done a video and asked them to do a video saying, do you remember the Ice Bucket Challenge? It was just like that. I just said, this is my city. No more knives. And nominate certain people. And it went on and on. And then I got in touch with Craig, Tony's brother, Craig Bellew, and I said, Craig, will you throw this to Tony? And to be fair to Tony, Tony's very accommodating to this city. Say what you will about Tony. But when it comes to something to do with anything that benefits the city of Liverpool, I mean this now, Tony Bellew is your man. He never, ever says no. And I'm not going to mention no name, but I've also tweeted certain superstars, do you know what I mean, who are part of the city from Liverpool and got nothing back. But Tony Bellew didn't even think twice. He's just done it. Now, with that behind it, it made things work better. So then everybody started sending videos and all posters, and it's gone massive. It's gone absolutely huge.
Emotional videos? Are people sending it with real passion?
Or? Yeah, no, listen, you'd have to see the videos to see them. There's hundreds, there's literally loads of them. Some of them telling their own stories about families who have been stabbed. Some of them coming out and getting emotional. There was a lad who's an MMA fighter, Anthony O'Connor, who fights for Next Generation, and his story was that passionate. I thought he was gonna go nuts. Mm. He started getting a cob on him. I went, right, let's go. But anyway, no more knives. So a lot of, you can see the effect that this has had on our city. You can literally see by looking into people's eyes, asking them to just say a certain word or two. And the way it comes out, you just think, you've been affected. We've all been affected. Now, somewhere down the line, it's a little bit like cancer, isn't it? We've all been affected somewhere down the line with knife crime. So we've got to do something about it. And we are the city, don't forget. I mean, you can talk about the government, the police, whatever you want, but the people in Liverpool are the city. And unless we do something about it, nothing will get done.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Okay, we're talking about the No More Knives campaign. MMA fighter Paul Bentley has launched this after the tragic death of Sam Cooke in our city. Delighted as well to be joined by John Hughes, who's the chair of Pubwatch in Liverpool. Welcome along, John. Thank you for your company. How bad a problem is knives in our city?
Well, it's obviously comes to forefront when obviously you hear people getting stabbed and slashed and that, and obviously with what's happened with Sam is really, you know, it's really, I think it's shook everyone to the core, like, and obviously with being in town and being involved with all the bars and the clubs and that, it's always the onus is always put on the bars and the clubs about the knives and how the knives get in and that. And I know Joe Anderson, he's come with that, he's going to supply bars with wands and that. Now a lot of the bars and the clubs, they have the wands, but
and that's a piece of equipment to detect knives.
Yeah,
isn't
it's not going to happen nowadays. No?
Yeah. But I mean now, I mean I've got pictures on my phone here of different
porcelain.
I think it's all about education, and this what Paul starts is fantastic. It is. It's going so fast now that I think everyone needs to get involved. I want to see mothers involved. I want to see women doing these videos that we're doing, working in Tesco's and the hairdressers. Everyone needs to get involved in this. We're doing our bit now in the city centre with the clubs. All the martial arts, the boxing clubs, they're getting involved. And I think everyone needs to really push this now. And we need to get this out there and get these kids realising that, you know, you don't have to have a knife. You know what I mean? And I was just saying to you in the break there, like, the young lads now, they think they've got to have a knife because they think, well, if someone pulls a knife on me, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? But run. That's what you need to do. You don't need to...
What's the mentality behind that?
Yeah. Well,
nowadays, it's all about pride, isn't it? These young lads nowadays, I mean, they pride themselves in walking around with knives. But I don't understand the pride in that, because it's never been known. I mean, even it's never ever been known as a good thing. I mean, let's have it right. Mm. Who's ever stabbed someone? Someone said, "Well done." Or who's ever walked around with a knife and someone said, "Yes, he's all right." Yeah. It's never been known. So I don't understand why in this generation this has been acceptable, or in this generation the parents have accepted that stuff like this is all right, because this is where it starts. We all start there. We mean. We're parents ourselves. How do we deal with it? I wouldn't know how to deal with my son walking around a knife, but I would expect to be supported by someone who's going to educate us on stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing. Now, I'm going to a school this afternoon. I'm going to Sam Cooke's school, Chesterfield. Now, this is my personal opinion, but I think this will help. And this is what the P teacher said to me. He said to me, the kids aren't going to listen to me. I walk into the school every day with a suit on. They might listen to you. At the end of the day, they're watching you have a fight and they're thinking, Sam, he's all right. Do you know? And that's the reality of it. So fair play, I understand that and I respect that. And if the kids are watching me or the lads who I work with, that is great, I love that. And if there's anything that they'd like to know, please come and talk to me. I'm happy to help. I think personally that we need to be backed a little bit more by the pillars of the community, i.e. the sportsmen and women. I think everybody needs to follow in Tony Bellew and Rocky Fielding's footsteps. Them two lads stepped up, done a video. I don't understand why everyone else can't. I don't understand why the likes of Robbie Fowler, who's the Liverpool god, I don't understand why Jamie Carragher, Stevie Gerrard, and let's not pretend I've not heard of it, because the whole of City, not the whole of the Liverpool, knows they exist.
Yeah.
Everton players, boxers, why are they not jumping on this now and saying, OK, let's protect the kids? who were looking after.
So was, the role models can do their bit. The pubs definitely. Can do their bit.
Yeah, it's all do it together.
The families can do it. But everyone
also,
can be brought
but
together.
Also, as well, I think the police, the police need to be looking, not obviously in the city, in the country, about what type of sentences you're getting. Mm. Because at the moment, you're getting a slap wrist if you get caught with a knife. There's knives being retrieved off doors, and there's been no prosecutions because they're being told the blade wasn't long enough. I mean, who the hell goes
not
out?
Not a big enough knife, so you can't be arrested.
Yeah.
We were just saying then, if you walk around with a knife, is that not attempted murder? Or is it something close to that? I mean, I know there's loopholes, I understand that. It is a bit far-fetched. But if you walk out with a knife, what is your intention? You can all say, I'm going to defend myself. We could all do that, though, couldn't we? There's someone out there who doesn't like you. Yeah, we can all use that if we want to.
But even the lads who are going out, if they know their mate is carrying, they're going to be guilty by association if something happens. You know? At the end of the day, if you've got a knife on you and you get in a situation, you're going to pull the knife out. So if you haven't got the knife, you know what I mean, you're not going to pull it out.
Do you know what? It's strange, actually, Steve, because I surround myself with these children and I surround myself with these kids. The people of Liverpool, the kids of Liverpool who are probably involved in all this stuff. And do you know what? Me, face-to-face, these kids are amazing. And I mean that. The great fighters, the actors, the funny, they've got so much going for them.
So
as Liverpool, young Liverpool Scousers go, unbelievable. The comedistic, they're so funny. If they could put something into themselves or somebody had offered them something a little bit more, they go so far because the kids are great. I mean, you put a gang of lads together who at one side of the road are probably criminals. If you separate them and you put them in something, my God, you could write a movie and it'd sell. They're just amazing kids.
John, on an average sort of weekend night, how many knives are recovered from pubs in terms of searches and things like that?
Obviously, you don't know all the bar statistics and what have you. And some bars wouldn't really like to say how many knives that they're retrieving and that. But, I mean, you can actually go, you could go months without hearing of any type of knife crime in the city centre. But we've had about four or five in the last 3 weeks, even to the ones where the 14-year-old got chased. That was nothing to do with the actual bars and the clubs. Mm. That was to do with something else, which I've made the police aware of, what's happening in the city centre at the moment. And I think also is, I don't think the kids realise that if you do stab somebody, you know, they think, oh, I'll just, you know, stab them in the leg or something like that. They don't realise, it's the main artery. We get the guy from the Royal coming round and he does speeches, we get everyone in, and I guarantee you, from when he's talking and what he shows, slides and on that, I think they're doing it in the schools now, which are fantastic, but we get at least two people that faint in every without, and he's used to it, because people are just faint when they see the devastation what a single blow can do, even to the point where, you know, bacteria sets in, you know, if the knife's like, you know, it's not clean or something, they really don't realise. They see the knife, they don't realise the devastation. And also, you know, the devastation it calls for everybody, because the person that perpetrates the crime, he's going to get caught. We all know he's going to get caught. But what about his family? You know what I mean? So it goes so big. One single act.
It's far-reaching.
Yeah.
It could
last seconds, but it just ruins so many lives.
You've overseen the pub watch in the city for what is it, 20 years, do you say?
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah.
Have things changed in terms of people carrying knives or knives being more of an issue over those 2 decades?
See, I think years ago, right, when the bars and the clubs were open, there wasn't so much CCTV back in the day. And people never used to raise their head above the parapet because the doorman used to deal with it. And if someone was misbehaving in town, the doorman would deal with them. The police would come and deal with them and arrest that person. But I feel now the CCTV, the certain people that use this as a protection for themselves, even the bad people, because they know they can come and do and say what they want. And basically, you're on camera and that. And, you know, I said to you in the break as well, I do feel like the word respect with these young kids, it's sad. But again, let's not label everybody. It's always that 1%. There's 99% of everyone, as far as I'm concerned, in the city, like Paul said there, they've got so much to offer. Scousers were the best, you know what I mean? And it's just that 1%, but we need everybody to turn on this 1%. Now, we've had enough. We have had enough as a city. You're giving us a bad name, and we don't want it. There's too many people working so hard to keep our city great. Just look at town now. Obviously, I've been in town for years, and it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the way Liverpool is now, the way it's flying up. The city centre is flying up, all the buildings. It's a fantastic place for people to come to, and we want it to stay like that. Mm. So us, as Scousers, and like Paul said, there's big people in this city that need to help and need to be spoken and people. But there's also the mothers and the fathers. Do these videos. Let's all get out there. Let's all make a video.
It's small. Make a statement.
It's a small contribution, but it's massive, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think a knife amnesty?
Well, this
would
is what
work,
I was thinking.
Paul?
This is. I have emailed Joe Anderson, the mayor, and my intention, and I hope everybody backs me on this. It was just an idea. I slept on it, and I thought, let's have a knife amnesty, okay? Let's get the knife amnesty. We know when we get a knife amnesty, there's always thousands that come in. I don't want it to just be the good people who throw a knife in just to prove that, you know, we're doing what we're doing. Get everyone in. Get the knife amnesty. Now, what I was thinking also was maybe with the metal from the knives, we could get a Liverpool artist or whatever to sculpt a memorial for the city, Sam Cooke, anybody affected by knife crime, put it in the heart of the city, a big sculpture made out of all these knives of the city, and put it right in the heart of the city so people can see, let them see, you know, the devastating effect it's had on poor Sam and his family and anybody else that's been affected. And also to let them see, look, this is what we did as a city. We brought this together. This is what we did. Some bland banana. Mm-hmm. A proper sculpture that represents the city from the people. Something like that. That, for me, and I think that'd be amazing. If we all got behind that, I think that's a win.
And you need the powers that be. You need the Joe Anderson to actually get behind this right now.
We do, We do.
My phone's red hot for people wanting to get involved in this. The English Boxing Association want to get involved. So it's not just the city now. It's getting recognised. What Paul started here, it's getting recognised. And obviously with the power of social media, it's getting out there. It's got all right. It's obviously going to go all around the world and that, but us as Scousers now, especially, there's so much hard work that goes into town to give people a good night and that. And we've had enough now. So, again, I'm going on about the police and the council. You can't just hold the bars and the clubs responsible. Mm. We need help. And I appreciate Joe Anderson saying he wants to give us ones and that, the £5 on eBay. Thank you and that. But it's just like, we need better help than that. We need better help. And, you know, the police do schemes in town where they put the knife arch out. I haven't seen one of them for months. Now, I know we're
You haven't seen one and you oversee pub watch?
Yeah. I haven't seen one. You know, you normally say we're going to be doing this. They haven't done it.
Yeah, there's loads of road traffic incidents lately, isn't there? I mean, we're all doing a lot of road traffic. I know Christmas is coming, so the fines all have to be paid. But what about the reality? Yeah. What's a bit of a speeding ticket compared to
the city are making big money on people dropping litter. You know what I mean? They're making big money off it. So what's that money going to? You know what I mean? Let's put it back into something to keep the city as great as what it is.
Right, let's direct some people to where they can go then to actually sort of join the campaign or do their bit. So on Twitter.
So, the way you can do it, anybody can do it, ideally. It's just upload a video of yourself on Twitter, Instagram.
10 seconds, just something easy.
Any social media, just saying, the city of Liverpool is mine, no more knives. And then you tag your friends in it. Yeah. Just like the Ice Bucket Challenge and keep it going. Or send it to me, Paul Bentley, on Facebook or at Paul Bentley 12.
We'll do one after this, after you've gone off there.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll just do one now.
Let's all do it together.
Well, let's get the schools involved. Yeah. Like the big shops, the Asdas, the
Headmasters, everyone, yeah.
Get everyone involved. That's what it's about. And that's what this city is great about, isn't it?
Liverpool players, Everton players, any celebrities that have made them the wealth through the city. Give it back. Let's have it back. Just for this once, let's have it back, please.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.